Would you pray with me?
跟我一起祷告。
Jesus Christ, you are alive.
主耶稣，你是活着。
And you are here right now with us by the power of your Holy Spirit.
凭着圣灵的力量，你现在就跟我们同在。
And we just ask God that you would open the eyes of our hearts to see your living presence with us.
把我们心里的眼睛打开，让我们可以看见你的同在。
Walk with us upon the road, Lord, we pray.
我们一起同行，我们一起祷告。
In Jesus' name, amen. This week I read once again the story of Joseph in the Old Testament.
这个星期我又把约瑟的在那个旧约约瑟的故事又看了一遍。
God had given him dreams that his life would be significant and that God would use him.
那上帝呢给他让他做了一些梦，这梦里面他看见一个异象，说他这个人将来会很了不起。
Then Joseph was sold by his jealous brothers into slavery into Egypt.
然后他的那些兄弟们就特别嫉妒他，然后把他卖到埃及去做奴隶。
And as if this was not enough, he was then falsely accused of attacking Potiphar's wife and thrown in prison.
这是雪上加霜，他还被那个波提法的太太诬告了，说他要强暴他，所以他被关到监狱里去了。
Can you imagine his disappointment?
你想他那时候一定是很失望。
He'd received visions from God. He had believed God, yet God had allowed these dreams to be shattered.
他接受了神给他的意象，但是神突然又使他的梦都破碎了。
Psalm 105 tells us about Joseph's sufferings. It says, "They afflicted his feet with fetters. He himself was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him."
就是诗篇105篇18到19节，告诉我们那个约瑟的受难，说人用脚镣伤他的脚，他被铁链捆绑。耶和华的话试炼他，直到他所说的应验了。
The word of the Lord tested him in those dark moments when it seemed that all hope had failed, and when it seemed that there was no way that the dreams that God had given him would ever be fulfilled.
他在那个黑暗的时刻，这个神的话就试炼他，因为在那个时候，从他看起来好像他的那些美梦都不能实现了。Later,
when God delivered Joseph, setting him over all Egypt, using him to deliver not only Egypt but the surrounding world from famine, Joseph tells his brothers, "It was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you." And he says, "It was not you who sent me here, but God."
然后后来呢，上帝就把约瑟救了，不但拯救他，然后让他这个来管理整个埃及和埃及周遭的地方，然后把这些本来饥荒要饿死的人呢都救活了。所以约瑟跟他的兄弟说：“这是神差我们在你们以先来，为了要保全生命。”
When Joseph's father, Jacob, traveled to Egypt to see him, he said, "I never expected to see you alive ever again, and now I get to see your children."
那他又跟兄弟们说，是神差我来，不是你们。然后他的父亲叫雅各，雅各到那个埃及，看见约瑟，简直不能相信。他说，我想不到能够得见你的面，不料神又使我得见你的儿子。
God kept his promises to Joseph, but in an unexpected way.
就是说不是上帝没有履行他的诺言，而是说上帝履行他诺言的方式呢，是约瑟想不到。When
Joseph was in prison, it would have seemed that God's promises had failed, but God was actually working to bring about his promises in an unexpected way.
就是他当时被关在监狱里面，好像上帝给他 所应许的都失败，但是实际上呢，上帝是用他自己的方法来实现他对他的诺言。
In our passage for today, we find two followers of Jesus walking along the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
今天我们看这个圣经的章节啊，这是一个两个信徒，他们从耶路撒冷往以马忤斯在路上走的时候。
I'd like to show a picture of a slide. It's a painting that my parents had up on the wall when I was a little boy. I would often look up at this picture. It's of Jesus walking with these two of his followers on this road to Emmaus.
大家看墙上这个相片啊，就是我从小这个家里就挂的这个，是就是讲述这一个故事。这个故事就是有关于耶稣和两个信徒同行的。
On Friday, Jesus has died.
在受难日的时候呢，耶稣已经被钉死了。
And with him, the hopes of his disciples also died.
那当时他的信徒呢，就是因为耶稣死了，他们的希望也破灭了。
Jesus had told them three times already in Luke that he would die, indeed that he had to die to fulfill what the scriptures said about him.
当时其实在路加福音当中，我们已经看到耶稣已经告诉他们三次说，他必须死，而且他只有死了才能够应验旧约里面有关于他的。Yet
the disciples did not understand.
可是呢，这个信徒们呢，还是听不懂。
During Jesus' arrest, as Reverend Chen spoke of Friday night, his followers asked, Lord, should we strike with our swords?
当时来抓耶稣的时候，就像那个陈牧师在受难节聚会的时候跟我们讲到的，就是当时他的那个门徒说，主啊，我们可以拿刀砍吗？
And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear.
那当中有一个信徒呢，就用刀把那个 祭司长的那个仆人的右耳砍掉了。But
Jesus answered, "No more of this," and he touched the man's ear and healed him.
耶稣就说不要再这样，到了这个地步呢，就由他们去了。所以他就摸那个人的耳朵，然后那个人的耳朵就好了。If
if the disciples had really understood what Jesus was doing, why he was on earth, they would not have tried to stop his arrest.
当时啊，就是 这些信徒，如果他们真正已经明白上帝要耶稣来这个世界上是为了什么样的一个使命的话，他也就不会这样拼命的来阻止耶稣，不被捕。Their
hopes for Jesus were different than God's plan.
因为他们对于这个耶稣的这个信仰和那个希望和上帝的计划是截然不同的。When
Jesus died, their hopes died.
耶稣死了，他们的希望也死了。Finally,
Sunday arrived, and several women went to Jesus' tomb with spices to dress his body, to embalm it.
那到星期天早上啊，就是那个主日早上，就几个妇女，拿着香料到他的那个墓里去了，来包扎他的尸体，来用香料涂抹他的身体。They
had accepted the harsh fact that Jesus had died, and they were taking their spices to complete the burial, and with him to bury their dreams.
他们心里已经接受了一个这样一个严峻的事实，那就是耶稣已经死了，而且他们呢是要来完成，把那个埋葬的这个事情呢完成，然后呢，把他们自己的愿望也跟耶稣一起埋葬。They
did not expect to find their Lord alive.
他们根本就不想不到说怎么会神会活着呢？At
the tomb, the angel asked them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen."
那个天使在墓前就跟他们说，你们怎么在死人当中找活人呢？他不在这里，他已经复活。Yet
when the women returned and told the disciples what they had been told, the disciples did not believe them.
但他们妇女回来就告诉这些信徒们说他们在看见这样的事情，但是那些信徒们以为他们胡说，就不相信他们。
In Luke it says that the women's words sounded like nonsense.
这路加福音说，妇女们所说的话对于这些信徒来说好像是胡言乱语。Peter
though, the one who had betrayed his Lord, gets up and runs to the tomb, but finds it empty.
彼得啊，那就是三次不认主的这个彼得，他呢，倒跑起来，他跳起来跑到那个墓里面去， 然后往里面一看，看见里面是空的。
Instead of believing what the women had told him, though, in Luke it says that he went away wondering what had happened.
当时啊，他并没有相信就是主已经复活。他这个圣经里说，他呢就走了，然后对这件事情呢觉得很稀奇。
A blindness had settled over the hearts of Jesus' disciples.
他的信徒的心上好像抹了一层重重的油，使他们的眼睛都看不见。
Even though he had told them that he would die and rise from the dead, they could not see what God was doing through these difficult circumstances.
当时他们就是看不到上帝的计划，他们心里不懂，因为他们心里那个眼睛好像瞎了一样。即使就是说，在这事发生之前，耶稣早就跟他们说他会死，然后呢，第三日会复活，但是他们根本就
They could not recognize God's plan.
他们认不出上帝的计划。
The story has three acts, three dramatic movements that we will look at one by one. And the first is the death of hopes.
当时这件事情还有三幕的一个剧。那我们看看这第一幕呢，就是说，希。 绝望，希望破灭。
As these two followers of Jesus are walking on the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus, their hearts are heavy. Indeed, all they can think about is Jesus' death and all their disappointment.
当时这两个信徒在从耶路撒冷到以马忤斯的路上，他们心里真的很沉重，他们只能。
And so they keep talking over and over again about all that has happened, trying to make sense of this terrible tragedy that has occurred.
因为他们就互相一直不停地讨论这件事情，说怎么会这样的事情发生呢？因为他们实在不懂说为什么这个可怕的悲剧会发生。
Luke tells us that as they're discussing these things, that Jesus himself comes up to them and walks along with them, but they are kept from recognizing him.
那经文里就说，正相谈论问的时候，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行，只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
Their eyes are blinded not only to God's plan, but also to Jesus' living presence with them.
他们的眼睛就是不但说看不出 上帝的这个计划，就是耶稣真人已经来到他们面前，他们也认不出来。
Yet in spite of their blindness, Jesus meets them in the depth of their hopes, walks with them and listens to them.
但是即使是他们已经这样的，就是盲目和眼睛都和心灵都迷糊了，耶稣呢就在这个时候，在他们已经绝望的时候呢，来跟他们同行，还听他们讲话。
They probably stopped speaking when Jesus arrived, as any two close friends would have done, who had been talking about something deeply personal and deeply painful when a stranger arrives.
那就像我们两个好朋友在讲一件很隐私的、也很痛苦的一件事情。如果有一个生人从这个时候突然来到，你就马上会停止你的谈话，然后不谈了。
And so he asked them, "What are you discussing among yourselves as you walk along the road?"
耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？
His question stops them in their tracks.
他们的这个，听了耶稣的这句话，一下就愣住。
Luke tells us that they stand still, their faces downcast.
当时他们这个路加福音里就说，他们就站着，脸上带着愁容。
One of them, named Cleopas, responds, "Are you only a visitor in Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there these days?"
当二人之中有一个叫格留巴的回答说，你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道在这几天那里所出的事吗？
Rather than allowing them to keep their thoughts to themselves, Jesus puts his finger right on their pain.
当时耶稣没有让他们两个人就这样自己在那里乱想，而是说一针见血的就把他们心里面的那个
What things, he asks.
他说什么事呢?
About Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people.
他们说就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能。
The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him.
祭司长和我们的官府竟把他解去，定了十罪，钉在十字架上。
But we had hoped.
就是我们呢，本来是这样的期望。
But we had hoped, they say, in the past tense.
因为这句话说，我们素来所盼望这个事，那个，在原文呢，它是过去时，从现在时变成过去时。
They had hoped at one time, but they hope no longer.
过去呢，他们曾经有这样一个希望，但是现在他们的希望完全破灭了。They
had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel.
就是说，他们盼望就是说，你是我们要拯救以色列的那个基督。But
when Jesus died, their hopes died.
但是呢，他们看见耶稣居然被钉死了，所以他们就完全绝望了。They
explained that several women rushed to the tomb, but did not find him there. They could not find his body. And an angel told them that Jesus was alive.
他当时就跟耶稣解释说，啊，我们当中的几个妇女呢，他们去那个墓里一看呢，结果那耶稣的遗体不在了，所以呢，而且呢，看见有一个天使跟他们说耶稣已经活了。Some
other friends rushed to the tomb, they explained, but him they did not see.
然后呢，他们那个当中的几个人也往坟墓那边去，所看见的正和妇女所说的一样，只是没有看见耶稣。
As Peter and the others did not see Jesus in the tomb, so these two along the road do not see Jesus as he walks along beside them.
就好像哈，那个彼得和所有的那些他们的那些同伴在那个坟墓里找不到耶稣，这两个人呢在路上走，耶稣就在他们旁边，他们也看不出来。
They've experienced the death of their hopes, and in their disappointment, they cannot see what God is doing beyond their hopes.
他们自己的期望希望被破灭了，所以他们经历了这个死的这个经验，然后他们失望到一个地步，就是说他们看不出来上帝的计划比他们所想要的远远的大得多。And
so the second dramatic act begins. Finally, Jesus speaks.
这个戏的第二幕就开始了，那耶稣开始讲话了。The
one whose death had caused so much disappointment finally begins to teach them.
这个受难的耶稣，他一死，让他们这些人心里这样的悲伤，但是他现在活了回来，就开始呢，教导他们。How
foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
耶稣对他们说：“无知的人呐，先知所说的一些话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。”
Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter into His glory?
基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
And beginning with Moses and the prophets, He begins to explain to them what was said in the Scriptures concerning Himself.
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
Jesus shows them that their expectations are incorrect.
这个耶稣啊，就让他们看见说，你们的这些期望啊，都是不正确的。They
hoped that Jesus would do things a certain way, that he would be a certain kind of deliverer, but their hopes were different than God's plan.
他们心里所想的说，耶稣所要施行的拯救呢，跟这个上帝的这个计划呢，是不马牛不相及。
By showing them that these things must happen, Jesus is teaching them that even though their hopes have died, that God's plan is going forward.
耶稣就让他们看见说，这些事情是命定一定要发生的。所以耶稣呢，就是教导他们说，你们的期望呢，可能已经死了，但是上帝的计划呢，丝毫没有受影响。Jesus
is not rebuking these two only, but through them, he is teaching all his followers, all those who in verse 11 did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense.
就是那个耶稣在这里啊，他不是只是指责这两个信徒，因为他要跟他们讲的话就是说，对所有的十一个门徒和所有的下面的门徒就是说， 要教导他们说，这件事是究竟是怎么样？因为他们心里面蒙混住了，所以他们不相信妇女所说的话，因为他们想妇女所说的话都是胡言。
Jesus' followers were slow to believe that God's plan was going forward through the death of Jesus.
那耶稣的信徒们，他们看见这个上帝的计划在他们面前展开，就是说通过耶稣死，这个上帝的计划就一步一步在实行的，但他们呢，看不出来。
They had come to think that they understood God perfectly, and that they always hoped for the right things.
他们这样迟迟不信呢，是因为他们所理解的上帝，一个完美的上帝呢，和他们所期望的这个事情是跟上帝的计划无关的。
But Jesus took this time to correct their misunderstandings.
耶稣呢，就利用这个时候呢，来改正他们不正确的思想。
In the same way that they cannot see Jesus walking beside them, they cannot see the true redemption that God is offering them.
正好像他们耶稣在他们旁边就同行同走，他们都认不出来啊。所以他们的这个上帝的这个救赎的计划呢，他们也看不出来。
Scholars think that the journey between Jerusalem and Emmaus would have lasted about 3 to 4 hours. So Jesus had plenty of time to explain to them who he was, all that the Old Testament had said concerning himself.
有一些圣经学者就跟我们说呢，就是说耶路撒冷到了以马忤斯是要3到4个小时，所以耶稣呢有足够的时间跟他们解释圣经，也就是说从摩西以来，从诸位先知以来，一直到现在，就是所有关于他的那个经节。
He has time to explain to them the true meaning of the Messiah, who Jesus Christ really is, and what God's mission on earth actually is.
他呢就有足够的时间向他们讲解这个上帝派弥赛亚来的这个真正的目的是什么，而且上帝让基督在这个地上的真正的使命是什么。
This moment on the Emmaus Road signals a key turning point in the life of Jesus' followers.
这个以马忤斯这段路哈，实际上呢是让我们看见这个耶稣的信徒里面的生活里面有一个转折点。
Before this moment, throughout the Gospels, in the lives of the disciples, they are slow to believe. They are lacking in faith. They are frightened.And they continually misunderstand what Jesus is doing.
你看这福音书啊，就是说，一直从开始到耶稣开始传道，一直到现在，这个他的这些跟随者，实际上都误解了这个基督在地上的使命。他们的信心呢也是非常的小，然后他们常常还觉得很害怕。
After Christ's ascension, though 40 days after his resurrection.These same frightened disciples have become the bold witnesses to the gospel throughout the Roman world.
可是突然啊，就是上帝耶稣基督过了这受难的时候40天不是升天了吗？升天了以后呢，然后这些胆子很小、很害怕、也很不信的这些信徒呢，突然他们就好像变成了勇敢的见证人，然后在整个罗马帝国来见证耶稣的死和耶稣的复活。
They received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, enabling them to preach boldly. But what else changed between Jesus' death and ascension?
那在耶稣的升天以后呢，他们在五旬节就接受了圣灵啊。然后接受圣灵呢，上帝就用他们来把这个福音转变，把这个福音传遍罗马这个帝国。但是这里面他们的里面有一个什么东西发生了变化吗？
They had encountered the risen Lord.
他们碰见了已经，就是他已经复活的主跟他们面对面了。
During the 40 days between his resurrection and ascension, Jesus appears to his followers, corrects their misunderstandings of God and of Christ's mission.
在这40天以内哈，就是那个复活和那个升天以内，耶稣屡次的向他们显现，然后屡次来。改正他们关于这个神和上帝的使命的这种错误观念。
During this time, he opens their blind eyes to see that God is actually working according to his best and highest plan.
当时他把他们的心里的那个迷糊的眼睛给打开了，让他们可以认出，认识出，就是说上帝的计划呢，不但没有受任何的挫折，而是按照原计划进行。
After their encounters with the risen Christ during these 40 days, they would then be prepared to accurately preach throughout the world who Christ is and what God has done.
他们跟这个复活的耶稣这样反复不停地接触了这40天以后呢，他们的心里有一个很大的变化，就是他们一下子就是说可以把上帝这个要他们传的那个真正的福音呢，可以传出来。
But now they are being corrected.
但是现在我们看到他们心里的那个观念还是错，所以上帝还要慢慢的改变他们。They
are being taught by the one who died and rose from the dead.
他们正在接受这个基督的教训，这基督也就是那死了，现在又复活了的这个基督。By
the one who first calls them to understand who he is, so that they can then preach who he is throughout the whole world.
耶稣呢，要耶稣基督要把他自己究竟是谁，来把他解释给这些信徒，让他们心里面先清楚了，那样他们才能够到外面去传，这个耶稣的福音。As
they walk, Jesus explains to them that he had to suffer and die in order to remove the sins of the world, and that he died so that he might become a curse in order to remove the curse of sin.
就是说，就像有一个传道人说，他耶稣他自己必须变成一个诅咒，这样子才能够把诅咒拿去。这个就在他们从一起走的这个路上，耶稣就告诉他们说：“我受死受难是上帝已经命定的，因为只有这样才能够把世界上的罪都拿去。”He
explains to them that his death is the final and complete sacrifice for sin that had been foreshadowed by all the Old Testament sacrifices.
那旧约里面犹太人好多那个牺牲，用牲畜来牺牲的这些礼节哈，这些制度，实际上只是一个预表，预表什么呢？也就是预表耶稣的死，耶稣的死呢，成为最后的、最完全的这个牺牲。Only
through Christ's suffering and death are the sins that separate us from God removed, and our guilt for sin borne by the one who was himself sinless and guiltless.
这一个唯一无罪，既没有罪心，也没有罪性，就唯一无罪的人，是唯一能够拯救我们的人。他怎样拯救我们？是通过他的受难和他的死，把我们的罪拿去。我们如果这些罪不拿去呢，我们就跟上帝永远隔绝了。Because
Jesus is not only a perfect man, but also God, he is able to bear the sin of the entire world, represent humanity under God's judgment, and thereby remove the eternal punishment for sin that we each deserve.
因为耶稣，他不但是一个完人，其实他就是神，他是唯一能够担当这整个世界的罪人。他代替我们受过，然后呢，就把这个我们的罪呢除去，这样子我们在上帝面前呢就不会受那永久的惩罚。You
see, the disciples were wrong to be distressed at their master's death.
当时这些信徒，这些使徒，他们因为耶稣死这样的悲伤呢，实际上他们错。One
writer has said that we fail to give Christ the honor he deserves if we do not recognize him as a sacrifice for our sins.
有一个神学家指出说，我们没有就是把该归给上帝的这个荣耀和荣美归给上帝。 如果我们心里面还不承认，就是说这上帝死的是一个把我们的罪过来洗清的这样一个牺牲。You
see, Christ's resurrection glory is an exaltation that occurs through humiliation and self-emptying.
那就这个耶稣的这个升高是怎么升高的？他要先蒙受羞辱，然后倒空自己。 然后受难受死，然后才得到这个荣耀。Christ's
resurrection glory is an honor that occurs through losing face in defeat, suffering, and death.
上帝的这个复活的这荣耀，他被这个上，他被这个神这个提起来，他是因为他是通过一个先，他是通过先通过一个失败的这样的一个过程，然后在这个失败当中呢，好像丢脸了，好像受苦受死，但是他通过这个失败呢，来得到最后的胜利。
Christ's triumph is one that does not avoid the embarrassment of defeat, but that works through defeat to bring about an ultimate victory.
基督的耶稣的这个最后的胜利是怎么得来的？他是先好像被那个蒙羞辱、被击败，但是从这个失败当中呢，他就得到了他最后的胜利。
Philippians 2:8-11 says that Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
腓立比书二章八节到十一节这样说，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father.
叫一切在天上、在地上和地底下的，因那耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
The disciples were disappointed because they thought that Christ's death meant that he was less than they had hoped for, that he had accomplished less than they had expected.
当时信徒啊，为什么他们是这么样的失望呢？因为耶稣一死，他们觉得，哎呀，这个耶稣没有你的成就和你这个人，好像我没有我们所想象的那么伟大。
On the road to Emmaus, though, Jesus explains to them that he is not less than they had hoped for, but he is more than they had hoped for.
在去以马忤斯的这个路上，耶稣就向他们指出这样一个真理，那就是他不是说没有他们所想象的那样伟大，而是他比他们所想象的要伟大得多。
And Jesus explains to them that in his death, God has not done less than they had expected, but God has done more than they ever could have imagined.
这个耶稣让他们看见，通过耶稣的死和复活，上帝所完成的这个救赎的工作，比他们所想象的要伟大得多。
Act 3 of this story, the disciples finally see.
第三幕来了，那这个戏第三幕呢，就说这个，信徒呢，他终于呢眼睛张开了。
Luke tells us that as they approach their destination, Jesus acts as if he is going farther.
当时那个路加福音就说啊，将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行。
But Cleopas and his friend urge him to stay because they know night is beginning and their friend will need food and lodging for the night.
格留巴和他的同伴却怕了。强留这个耶稣留下来，因为他知道天已经黑了，那耶稣也需要吃和住的地方。
Jesus agrees and enters their lodging with them.
那耶稣就答应他们，跟他们一起到那个住处。
As he had done previously in feeding the 5,000 and during the Last Supper, he takes bread, gives thanks, breaks it, and gives it to them.
就像当时耶稣喂饱五千人的时候啊，耶稣做了同样的事情。在这里到坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，擘开递给他们。
Suddenly their eyes are opened and they recognize him and he disappears from their sight.
他们的眼睛突然明亮，这才认出他来，忽然耶稣不见了。
On the road to Emmaus, Jesus had opened their eyes to the true nature of his mission and to its foretelling in the writings of the Old Testament.
耶稣呢，在这一路上所告诉他们的是什么？也就是说，把他们眼睛张开了，就是说，我耶稣在这个世上的这个使命究竟是怎么样？而这个耶稣呢，这个耶稣呢，他本人他在旧约的这个所有的章节里面已经预表了。
Now as Jesus breaks bread, God opens their eyes to see Jesus for who He really is.
当时这个擘饼的时候呢，上帝就把他们的眼睛张开，这样他们就认出耶稣。
Jesus is the companion who walks with them on the road after the death of their hopes.
他们认出了，哎呀，这个耶稣就是跟我们在一起、跟我们同行的那个同伴， 当我们已经绝望的时候呢，来陪伴我们的这个同伴。
Jesus is the teacher who brings clarity and light to their confusion.
当时他们在黑暗里面，就是眼睛迷糊，什么也看不出来。耶稣呢，把这个整个的这个上帝的计划给他呈现了。
Jesus is the one who is inseparably near to them in the life of God when they feared that he had been lost forever in death.
他们心里错误的认为说，耶稣死了，永远的和他们分离的。但是耶稣就向他们证明说，不，我不但没有死，而且我永远跟你们在一起。
At the moment their eyes are open and they recognize him, Jesus disappears from their sight.
当时他们眼睛一张开，刚刚一看出他来了，耶稣突然就不见。
How ironic! They finally see him and then he disappears. How strange!
对啊，就是有一点那个奇怪了，就是刚刚看见他，怎么他就不见了呢？
Yet by this Jesus shows them that his presence with them now is more than a physical presence, and that he continues to walk with us even when we do not see him with our physical eyes.
实际上耶稣呢，这样子突然不见了，是要给他们看见一样事，也就是说，你的肉眼看不见我的时候，我还是跟你们同在。
Christ's presence with his people forever and in every situation is guaranteed by the event of Easter.
这个主的受死和复活，就向我们保证，就是基督永远都跟我们在一起。我们不管在什么情况下，耶稣都不会抛弃我们。
As Matthew 28 tells us, Jesus only sends us out into all the world as those with whom he also walks.
但那个马太福音28章大使命里面的耶稣就说，我们耶稣把我们派出来了，就是做他的同工了。
As those whom he will never leave or forsake.
然后他呢是永远不会离开我们，永远不会抛弃我们。
And he only asks us to proclaim the message that he first proclaims to us.
他叫我们到世上去宣告这样一个信息，然后这个信息呢，也就是他自己向我们先宣告的那个信息。
Now they see clearly. Now they finally understand.
现在他们才突然的，就是说清楚的可以看见，因为他们的心里呢，最后就明白了这件事。
They ask one another, "Were not our hearts burning within us as he spoke to us from the scriptures?"
他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗
？Immediately they run back to Jerusalem.
然后他们就马上就把这个就立时就起身回到耶路撒冷去。
When they arrive, they are told, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon."
回耶路撒冷遇见十一使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处，说主果然复活，已经显现给西门看了。
They then also tell of how Jesus walked with them along the road and how they recognized him when he broke the bread.
当时他看出来他们才懂得说，原来是耶稣跟他们在路上一起这样同行。然后呢，耶稣一拨饼呢，他们就认出他来了。
That day, the day of resurrection, the disciples learned that God has not done less than they had hoped for.
在复活的那一天呢，这些信徒呢，终于理解了一件事，那就是上帝所做出来、所行出来的这个成就呢，不是说比他们所想象的要少。
God has done more than they ever could have imagined.
而是说比他们所想象的要做的多得多。
That day, the first Easter, God's people learned that Jesus is not less than they had expected, but he is so much more.
在这第一个复活节，上帝的子民就学到这样一个真理，那就是耶稣不是不如我们所想象的，而是比我们所想象的要大得多。
I'd like to show some pictures that my friend gave me from India.
我有个朋友照了一些幻灯片从那个印度哈，我现在给大家看看。
In the 1990s, I and several others were sent by our mission organization to prepare for an evangelistic tour of India.
我们传道的机构在1990年代呢，把我们派到这个印度呢去做传福音的工作。
Our plan was to have an evangelistic band play in 4 of the largest cities of India before thousands of people, where we would present the gospel to the crowds and allow them to make decisions for Christ.
当时我们的计划呢，就是说，在印度的最大的四个城市里，我们要举行一次传福音的这个音乐会，这样子呢，把这个福音传给这个千千万万的人，让他们自己呢，为了耶稣呢，来那个。However,
in Mumbai, when we arrived, the authorities permanently seized all our equipment, the equipment necessary for these evangelistic concerts.
也不知道怎么样，在孟买的时候，那个官方就把我们的道具和乐器什么都没收。There
was nothing we could do. There was no way forward. We were experiencing the death of our hopes.
那时候我们就是我们的希望都破灭了，我们真的是一筹莫展。In
this moment, we prayed and sought God.
然后在这个一筹莫展的时候，我们就不停地向上帝祷告。
We felt that God was leading a friend of mine named Tan and myself to go to Delhi and to organize a home of rehabilitation for those dying on the street there, something that Tan had wanted to do for several years.
我的这个朋友的同工呢，叫汤，他那个很多年呢都想来建立这样一个收容所，这样可以把街上那些无家可归、病得要死的人呢，可以收容到这里。
We struggled for many days trying to bring the pieces together, and then in one day, God brought everything we needed together to start this new ministry.
我们真的是毫无办法在那里做了很多天，我们想把所有的这些可以组织起来的东西呢，都把它组织起来，但是上帝在一天之内就把我们的希望呢，都给实现了。
In one day, we found a place to build our building, a group of Indian Christians to partner with, a vehicle to transport the dying, a driver, a translator, and a Christian doctor. In one day, God gave us this.
就是在一天的功夫，上帝把所有的这一切都降服给我们，就是说，我们找到一个地方可以盖我们所想盖的房子，然后我找到一群印度的基督徒来跟我们同工。 然后呢，去把这些死的病的人，这个运到我们那儿去呢，需要一辆汽车，我们也找到一个汽车，还找到一个司机和一个翻译和一个医生，他本身也是基督徒。The
pictures you are seeing are some of the people I have met and the people my friend Tan has been ministering to.
那这些图片啊，我们看见就是我在那儿碰见的这些人，那汤，我的 friend， 我的朋友汤呢，他那个。
Instead of a few brief concerts, God used our time in India to establish a ministry that has been serving the poor for over 10 years.
就是说上帝所成就的，就是说远远超过我们当时所想象的，就是说举行几次音乐会而已。但是上帝让我们完成了一个计划，来建造这样一个会所的，然后那个可以为这些。 这些穷人服务，已经这样子的照顾他们已经十年了。After
helping my friend organize the infrastructure of this ministry, I returned to my inner city ministry in Minneapolis, and as he stayed in India, saving the lives of hundreds of people and sharing the gospel with many more.
当时嘛，我就跟这个我的这个同工呢，一起把这个机构呢。 都弄得差不多了，然后我呢就自己回到明尼阿波利斯的那个黑人区里面呢，继续去做传道的工作。然后他就留在印度，就是来拯救，真的是千千百百的人，然后把我们的这个福音呢传给更多的人。God
was doing something far greater than we had planned or expected.
那上帝所成就的这样一个事工，是不是就是说比我们当时所自己计划的是要大多了？
Okay, we can close the slideshow. Thank you, Eric. The risen Christ continues to walk with us after the death of our hopes.
我们即使失望，这复活的主永远跟我们在一起同行。When
we face disappointment with God, when God does something different than we had expected,
当我们就是说上帝做出来的跟我们所想象的不一样，那我们就会对上帝失望。
When Jesus turns out to be different than we had hoped, we must remember the lesson learned by Cleopas and his friend on the Emmaus Road.
这个格留巴和他的同伴在这个从耶路撒冷去那个以马鲁斯的这个路上去学到的功课，是我们也必须永远记住的这样的一个功课。那就是说，有的时候呢，耶稣这个做出来呢，是跟我们想象不一样。
When we face disappointment with God, it is never because we have hoped for too much, but because we have hoped for too little.
我们为什么会上对上对上帝失望呢？就是我们觉得上帝做出来的没有我们所想所祷告的要多，但是实际上我们的失望是因为我们，是因为上帝所能做的比我们所想象的要多得多。
God's plans for us and our world are always greater than our expectations or desires.
我们这些欲望啊，这些期望啊，就是说在这个世界上真的是很渺小，因为上帝的这个计划呢，是比我们这些心里，我们这些人心里所想象的是要大得多。
When we hope incorrectly, Jesus who rose from the dead walks along with us on the road of our disappointment.
当我们心里对于上帝的计划有错误的概念的时候呢，耶稣呢，他是这个从死里复生的死里复活的耶稣，就跟我们同行，在我们这个失望的这个路上跟我们同行。
Jesus corrects our misunderstandings and leads us into His truth.
就这样子把我们的这些误解，然后把我们这些错误的想法都去掉，这样子我们可以呢进入他的真理。
As a writer once wrote, the Christian is a person who walks not towards the sunset, but towards the sunrise.
有一个作家这样说哈，一个基督徒哈，他不是朝着日落走，而是朝着日出走。
The Christian goes onward, not to a night that falls, but to a dawn which breaks, and that this is what, in their sorrow, these two friends on the road to Emmaus had forgotten.
这两个朋友啊，在去以马忤斯的路上，他们忘记了这样一个很大的真理。这个真理就是，我们这个基督徒呢，是一直往前走。往前走呢，不是走进黑暗，而是走进光明。
When we have reached the end of our hopes and the end of ourselves, instead of death, we find the eternal life of God in a new beginning rooted in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
当我们已经一筹莫展，希望完全破灭的时候，我们突然从死里面找出生命，因为上帝要我们在复活的耶稣的主这个身上有一个全新的开始。
Our God is not a God of endings, but a God of new and continuously better beginnings.
我们的上帝啊，他不是说就这样完了，而是说他每天呢要我们有新的开始。
When God leads us into loss and disappointment, sorrow and deep suffering.
当上帝啊，好像把我们带进失望啊，这个悲伤啊，这个苦难啊。
We can be confident that our resurrected Lord is walking with us, leading us, slowly opening our eyes to the new, full, and eternal life offered to us in Jesus Christ.
这个复活的主是跟我们同行，然后慢慢的来把我们的眼睛打开，让我们看见在耶稣基督里面这个新的生命是何等的丰盛。
The choice is now ours, how we will respond to our living Lord.
所以我们有一个选择，我们对这个活着又活又真的主究竟有个什么样的反应呢？
Will we walk with him, share our pain with him, and invite him into our hearts and our lives?
当我们跟他同行，然后把我们所有的这个痛苦啊都告诉他的时候，
Or will we turn away from him, allowing our disappointment and suffering to turn into dark bitterness in our hearts?
我们要跟他同行，然后让他给我们希望，而不是说我们就转头离开神，这样子让我们的失望呢慢慢变成一种苦毒。
Jesus Christ, who died and rose from the dead, is present with us right now by the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的力量，那死里复生的主现在就和我们同在。
Together, let us cry out to him.Ask him to forgive us our sins, to be the Lord and the King of our lives, and to call us into his service.
让我们都在主面前跪下，一起的来求告他， 也就是说让我们以后的生活当中能够
let us cry out to Jesus right now. He's here with us. Let us ask him to forgive us our sins.
让他，我们向他发出这样一个要求，也就是说，主啊，来赦免我们的罪。
To be the Lord and the King of our lives.
这样子呢，在我们的生活当中呢，做主做王。
And ask him to call us into his service.
这样呢，我们求神说，来呼召我们来侍奉。
Whether we've known him many years or only a short time, let us humble our hearts before him together right now.
让我们静下心来，就是听耶稣的呼召，不管我们是曾经是多少年的基督徒，还是刚刚觉知的基督徒。
Let us recognize him not just as a figure in a religion, but as the Lord of our lives, the boss of our lives.
就是我们看耶稣哈，不能说只是看他是一个宗教里面的一个人物而已。而是说呢，要他在我们的生活里面做主做王。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Jesus, we humble our hearts before you right now.
耶稣，我们存着卑微的心来到你的面前。
We confess that you died, and in your death you bore our sin and you removed it from us.
我们承认是你的死，你的复活，你担当了我们的罪。
And then you didn't stay dead, but you rose from the dead.
你死了，但是你复活。
And you are here now.
你现在就与我们同在。
Lord, we humble our hearts before you.
我们到你面前来，心存卑微。
We ask you to come into our hearts and our lives.
主啊，现在就进到我们的心里。
Cleanse us and forgive us of our sins, we pray.
把我们的罪通通的洗净。
Forgive us for thinking that we understand everything, that we see clearly all the time.
主啊，请你饶恕我们，我们心里往往以为自己我们什么都知道。
Open our eyes to who you truly are and what you are doing.
把我们迷糊的眼睛打开，让我们可以看见说你究竟是怎样的一位神。
We give our lives to you, Lord, and we ask you to use us.
我们把我们的生命奉献给你，让求你使用我们。
Use us to proclaim the death and resurrection of Jesus throughout the world.
你使用我们，让我们可以在全世界宣布你是怎样死了，洗净我们罪，又是怎样复活的。
In Jesus' name, amen. If you're here and you've never given your life to Jesus before, and you would like to do that, or you prayed that prayer with me for the first time, afterwards come and talk to me, Pastor Lo, or one of the deacons, and we'll pray with you, and we'll talk to you more about what it means to have Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
如果你从前从来没有经历过主，现在就开始，现在就是时候，你可以来跟我，或者跟罗传道和某一个理事，来，我们一起祷告，这样子把我们的生命的奉献给主。
Thank you very much.
谢谢。